Good Wednesday. Today is April the 16th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, Brandon Kern works with the Ohio Soybean Association. We're going to visit with him today talking about a new product on the market called Soy Foam and the work that the Ohio Soybean Association is doing to try and get this in the hands of as many local fire departments as possible. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Brandon Kern. Brandon's with the Ohio Soybean Council and Ohio Soybean Association. Brandon, we are at a soy foam demonstration. Talk a little bit about maybe the nexus of this. Where did the whole idea come from?
Yeah, so we wanted to bring the company that has developed this product called Crossplane Solutions. And, you know, over the course of the last year, we're hearing more and more about PFAS, forever chemicals in existing firefighting foams. Governor DeWine, last year started a take-back program to get those existing firefighting foams that have those forever chemicals off the street, destroy that stuff. We wanted to start to connect the dots for fire departments here in Ohio about this great product that's soy-based, that does not have those forever chemicals in it, and make them aware that they've got an alternative product out there that's environmentally friendly, it supports farmers, and so we wanted to bring them here to Ohio to do this demonstration here in Pickaway County today.
Well, I'd say there's probably as much excitement among the firefighting community as there is the farming community.
Absolutely. It sounds like we're just listening to some of these guys talking to each other as we're burning a couple cars out here and watching them, you know, put this stuff out with the foam. And I think everybody's pretty excited about it. There's been great response from across the country. You know, there are other state soybean associations that are doing these demonstrations all across the country. And I think there's been more and more adoption of this product out there, which is exciting, right? It's great for firefighters. It's great for the community. You don't have to worry about the forever chemicals getting in drinking water and the soil anymore. And it's great for farmers, right? Because we're building demand for soybeans, which is really important right now.
Absolutely. So what's the next step from here?
So we're working on a couple of things. One, the Ohio Soybean Council has just recently, in our last board meeting, made a commitment for some financial resources to help fire departments acquire soy-based firefighting foam. So we're going to be working on making connections and doing some marketing of this product around the state. And, you know, we're going to have some farmer checkoff dollars in there to help these fire departments acquire this product and replace their existing foam. We're also working on the policy front in the state budget process to see if this really lines up with Governor DeWine's priorities for this issue. He wants to get the forever chemical stuff off the street. We think it makes a lot of sense. We're making the argument and working with fire departments to make the argument that let's provide some financial assistance from the state level to help them acquire a replacement product. This is one of the options that they could do that with.
Sounds great. Good work ahead. Again, my guest today, Brandon Kern with the Ohio Soybean Association. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
The USDA recently released its latest ag trade outlook covering exports, imports, and trade balance from October through February. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
5 months into the agricultural trade year, and the latest trade balance, according to USDA, looks like this.
A trade balance of negative $16.2 billion, which is $12 billion less than the negative $4.2 billion deficit of last year.
Economist Mark Kent says regarding export and import numbers for the first 5 months of this current fiscal year.
Agricultural exports for fiscal year to date through February 2025 were $77.6 billion, which is down 1% from the previous year. Agricultural imports were $93.8 billion, up 13% from the same time last year.
Month-over-month changes includes exports down 6% and ag imports down 14% from the previous month.
If you're looking at the trade balance, yes, that is an improvement closer to the neutral zone as opposed to getting further negative just from month to month.
One about ag exports and imports by category as of February, per USDA's latest ag trade forecast?
Bulk product as a group were down 7% from last year, but high-value product exports were up 2%.
Breaking down the bulk commodity exports by category, Kenner says the story involves commodities where total sales and sales by value differentiate. Take wheat, for example.
We see wheat exports rounded up to $2 billion, which is down 6% from the same period last year, whereas we've got 6% increase by volume for last year. So we're actually exporting more wheat, but at a lower price, and so we're seeing a negative value change over last year.
While for corn exports,
values were up 20% over last year, and they had really been seeing some down times because of the unit values there. Corn exports are actually up 27%. By volume.
As for ag imports in the most recent forecast,
some of the bigger movers there, we see the imports of red meat products are 24% increase over last year by value at $7.2 billion of imports through February 2025. Fruit juice imports were up 26% from last year. We see a 14% increase in the import value of wine over last year at $3 billion. Distilled spirits were up 12% for imports of those over last year at $5 billion.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.